From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Here in Southwest Florida's subtropical climate, it's well known that all sorts of plant and animal life, indigenous to other parts of the world, survives and thrives here, often to the detriment of native flora and fauna. This week, News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams explores an interesting connection between Florida and Australia when it comes to battling harmful invasives, along with a common enemy.
When it comes to plants that are reviled and despised in these parts, Australia is the mother of them all. Well, not all of them, maybe. South America has contributed generously as well, but two out of the big three ain't bad. It's terrible. Along with Brazilian pepper, two Australian natives, Australian pine and melaleuca, have wreaked collective havoc on Southwest Florida's wild places for the past century. Both species are space and sun hogs, muscling out other plants to create vast ghettos of their own kind where little else can survive. As an example, take the melaleuca, please. Fort Myers environmental consultant Kevin Irwin says it usually costs between $1,000 and $5,000 an acre to remove the trees and restore the land to health. Using the commonly cited estimate of 100,000 melaleuca invaded acres in Lee County alone, getting rid of these plants will take between $100 million and $500 million. Melaleuca aside, Australia has also contributed a number of lesser but no less pernicious invaders to this region. There's carrotwood, which birds unwittingly spread, schefflera, and earleaf acacia, all of which give the caretakers of Florida's natural systems serious and expensive headaches. So imagine my surprise at coming across this fact. Every year, Australia spends $3.5 billion dealing with its own gang of invasive species, many of them Florida natives. Pond apple, water lettuce, and prickly pear, Sunshine State natives all, behave just as obnoxiously down under as many Aussie plants do here. It turns out that for years, a low-intensity war has been simmering right under our noses, an eco-feud of epic proportions and mutually painful price tags. Yet, as Australian biologist Tim Lowe writes, it's a war that's escaped the notice of most civilians on both sides. Quote, very few Australians realize that our paper bark tree, Melaleuca quinquennervia, has become a weed in Florida. In Australia, he writes, it's a well-known tree and often planted in parks. On the other hand, listen to how the Queensland Department of Natural Resources describes Florida's well-loved pond apple, one of the Everglades' key species. Quote, potential to invade, a serious threat. Its competitive nature can cause a monoculture forest. Due to its invasive manner, it can affect the biodiversity of an area, especially threatening wetland and riparian ecosystems. Seedlings in heavy numbers can reduce the germination of native species. Sound familiar? You could swap melaleuca for pound apple, and you'd be in Southwest Florida. But we and Australia do have a common bond and a common foe. This South American invader has never been driven from any land it's occupied. It's a species whose very name, its scientific name at least, Invicta, means invincible. Though we've been dealing with this adversary for years, to the tune of $6 billion per annum, estimates the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Australia was blindsided in 2001. Since then, the Australian government has been fighting as fast and as hard as it can. But the outlook is bleak, and the Australian government is steeling itself to spend billions more in the coming decades. Our mutual enemy? Solenopsis invicta, the fire ant.